up close and personal with fascinating guests. All that and so much more, right here on The Evening Show. TBS EFM.
You're listening to The Evening Show on TBS EFM, and in our bi-weekly edition of Page Turner tonight, we're going to talk about the overall picture of overseas Korean publishing and what could be done to maybe develop this area. And to do that, we're joined in the studio now by Charles Montgomery. He's professor in the English Interpretation and Translation Department at Dongguk University. He's also the founder of the Korean Literature in Translation website, ktlit.com. Charles, how are you?
Pretty good. Glad to be here, Michael.
Glad to have you. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about the state of the publishing industry in terms of the Korean to English translation industry. Where does that stand right now?
Well, I'm not just going to talk about the publishing. I'm also going to talk a little bit about the general knowledge and the accessibility of what is published. And essentially, the story right now is not great. And the story is not great for a couple of reasons that we seem to have identified at Dongguk Daehakyo, but we're continuing to look into. And what we started to do was we started to look at social media, including Amazon. This is when we got to the books, to see what kind of representation of Korean literature was out there. And what we did is we compared the representations of Korean literature to Japanese literature. And we generally found that Korean representations were not out there. On Google, there are 119,000 pages that have to do with Korean lit, but nearly 750,000 that have to do with Japanese literature, for instance. And the same is true of Wikipedia. Wikipedia is really where you want your literature to be, because Wikipedia tends to get the more educated web surfers. 50% of the people who go to Wikipedia have degrees already. Among full-time students, you get 30% more full-time students going to Wikipedia than to Google. And you discover exactly the same kinds of numbers, about 4,000 responses on the Wikipedia having to do with Korean literature and nearly 11,000 having to do with Japanese. So it's not getting out there. And then this led us to Amazon, because Amazon is where you really start to see what's published. And we started to look at what the availability was of books and information having to do with Korea, and it found essentially the same thing. 4,000 listings in Amazon for Korea, 11,000 for Japan, so it's not getting out there. And then we went and we looked at the Nielsen ratings. There are Nielsens for books also. And what we really discovered was that a lot of translations are simply that translations have been done, but they're 100% unknown on the internet, which means Westerners will not find them.
And so what are some of the reasons for this? What are some of maybe the things that have been done to help promote Korean literature, and maybe what are some things that have not worked or things that have not been done to promote the literature?
Well, we looked – so this is what we then started to look at. So we had this picture of translations being done. I'm aware of translations. I have a list by Brother Anthony of Tays of all of the translations that have been done from Korean to English since the year 2000 and prior to that also. And the list is pretty extensive. And it was a little bit alarming that with a list that extensive, you would not be able to find these books. And so we started to look at things sort of by categories. And I have spoken on this program before about the Jimundong KLTI portable Korean literature series, which I really, really love. But when we went and we looked at this on Amazon, and we ranked a couple of things, we looked at the ranking of the book ranking itself. We looked at how many reviews it had received. And on Nielsen, we looked and saw where it had been distributed in the world ever. This is the beautiful thing about Nielsen. And we looked at all 25 of those Jimundong books, and the highest ranked one was over 500,000. And that, of course, was Photoshop Murder by Kim Jung-ha. And it's so highly ranked partly because his other book is now successful, which we'll talk about later. The average ranking was like 4 million.
Wow.
And according to Nielsen, which is the authoritative figure for this, these books have never seen outside of Korea. So these books are being translated, and then they're staying in Korea. And not just physically staying in Korea, but intellectually staying in Korea. The news that they have been translated is not going past Korean borders.
So what's happening here? I mean, these books obviously are being put into English, but where is the barrier?
I think the barrier, as we looked at this, and we'll discuss this a little bit further, I think the barrier is essentially a marketing problem. I don't think that once these when these books are chosen, they're necessarily chosen to sell well in the United States or Great Britain. And I don't think when these books are published, they are actually marketed in a meaningful way in the English-speaking country. And you can't – this is radio, so this is a terrible example of this. But if you looked at the covers of the Ji Moon-dong books, they're Hangul in the mirror. So if you're a Western person looking at the cover of these books, it would make – absolutely no sense to you. Even if you did read Hangul, it would make no sense to you. So, and then I looked at the Hallam books, and Hallam has put out a series of thoroughly beautiful books with the Korean and the English, and the same thing. Their numbers are a little bit better on Amazon, but they have apparently never been published overseas. So there's this schism between works that are published here and works that are actually published overseas. And what you discover when you look at the works that are published overseas is they have massively more success.
And so is that the answer then, is to try and push more of this publishing to overseas distributors and publishers?
It's a partial answer, I think. I think it's a short-term answer for sure, because when you look at those numbers, you see really some astonishing things. And hang on, I'm getting those right now. You see that Your Republic Is Calling You is in the top, is the 85,000th most popular book, and it was in the top 100 for mysteries.
That's Kim Young-ha's book.
Kim Young-ha's book. You see that Park Won-soo's numbers are up too. And also, it's interesting to note that when I look at the numbers for Park Won-soo and Kim Yong-ha for their books published in the U.S., when those books are published in the U.S. and become successful, you get an immediate bounce for the Ji Moon-dong books, even though they're not published overseas. People then go to Amazon and order them.
So there's a peripheral effect from these books having the success that they
do. There's a definite ripple effect, partly because Amazon suggests that you buy books in bunches. And so when you see one of these books, you see other books of the same sort.
Uh-huh. Now, why is it – what are these overseas publishers doing right that is getting these books into readers' hands?
Better marketing. They are completely driven by the profit motive. Consequently, they are – not completely driven, I should say. I should note that doing these things, publishing overseas, is not a panacea. There's a publisher called Homa and Seiki that has taken some of the best literature in Korea and absolutely buried it terribly. They rank about 5 million. Mm. So it's not an absolute answer. But because they're driven by money in large, they look towards Western tastes, and the covers are better. And it may be that they have better relationships with bookstores in the United States, and it certainly seems true they have better relationship with Amazon, which is the book-selling wave of the future. And so in the short term, I think it is a partial answer that money should – if money is going to be spent on translation, it should be aimed overseas. Secondarily, I think the issue then comes back to Korean marketing interests, and that is that the book publishers here need to do a better job of marketing assessment in the United States and then fulfilling that kind of demand. Once you fulfill the initial demand, then everything else follows. Once people know Korean books exist, they will buy other Korean books. But as I think I've said here before, if I go to a cocktail party in the United States and I say, who's your favorite Korean author, I get a blank stare. I do not get that for other countries. So it's a question of getting a foothold. And
yeah, and let's talk about some of the other things, you know, that could work toward or build toward that reputation of Korean authors being worth reading. You know, what are some of the things that – let's talk about what you're doing with the Wikipedia project.
Well, my focus is on social media. And when I looked at social media, I saw that Korean information really wasn't there. And one of the classic examples was the Wikipedia. And that is you go and you look at – you do a search for any other country, the literature of that country, and you come to a Wikipedia page that is beautiful, that has photos, that is broken into eras, that explains everything, that goes to author pages. You go to the Korean novelist page and you get a very sparse page which has 100 Korean authors named, most of which don't have web pages. So if you are just searching for Asian literature or literature, you're simply not going to come across as many sites having to do with Korea as you will for other countries. And when you do come across those sites, they're not going to have content. So the Wikipedia project is my little effort. I'm going through those 100 authors, and I'm creating Wikipedia pages for them. And I have been in contact with Minmusa Publishing, who is helping me, and I've been in touch with some Korean authors. And slowly, it's really slow, I'm up to about 20 pages, but slowly I'm going to fill out those 100 pages. And Bruce Fulton, who we talked about a couple weeks ago, has offered the possibility of some help with his students, which would really get things kicked off.
All right, well, good luck to you, Charles.
Thanks.
Thanks, of course, for coming back on the program. Charles Montgomery is professor in the English Interpretation and Translation Department at Dongguk University. He's also the founder of the Korean Literature and Translation website, ktlit.com, with another edition of Page Turner.